From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel, with more evidence of a slowing economy to tell you about today. This time it comes from the auto industry. Ford, GM, and Toyota all showed sales declines in December. And for Ford, the problem wasn't just December. Sales for the year were down 12%. U.S. automakers have been losing market share for years, and recently they've been looking for ways to shore up their balance sheet. So today Ford announced that it's getting closer to a sale of its Jaguar Land Rover division. The most likely buyer, an Indian car company called Tata Motors. NPR's Adam Davidson has the story.
The idea of one of the best-known British brands being bought by a company from the old colonies is pretty shocking to a lot of people, including Arvind Subramanian.
This is not how it's meant to happen. English workers working for Indian managers and Indian entrepreneurs.
Subramanian is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He's also from India. And he says that for centuries, there have been some really clear guidelines in place over how rich countries and poor countries interact.
So there's a very clear allocation of who can and should do what in this global game of capitalism. You know, the rich country provides technology, entrepreneurship, management, you know, how to run a business.
Right. So Ford in the U.S. or Jaguar in the U.K. will be the expert on how to run a business. And India, well, India is a poor country. So by the standard rules,
what poor countries have to offer is either cheap resources or cheap labor.
But of course, in the case of an Indian company buying Jaguar,
almost exactly the opposite is happening. Tata, in this case, they're saying, we will tell you how to run the business. And, you know, the labor is going to be provided in England with Englishmen working for the new company.
It's not the first time something like this has happened, but it's all very new. In 2007, Indian companies spent around $30 billion buying firms in the U.S. and Europe. Tata itself bought a few major steel manufacturers, a Spanish bus company, one of the U.K.'s biggest tea makers. Subramanian expects Indian firms to continue buying up big U.S. and U.K. companies. Seema Desai, an Asia analyst at the Eurasia Group, says Americans won't get used to India's emergence anytime soon.
I think that's going to be a long time to come because China has been doing this for some time and it still gets a huge amount of attention in the international press.
How long before Americans are used to India's global role? Judging by Japan's experience, Desai says, it'll take about 20 years. Adam Davidson, NPR News.